I could have kissed him, if I could have done anything at all. I wasn't too spry right then. The other one looked down at me. You tell the bitch this was her last free chance. Next time... Skit! He flashed his bloody knife past his throat. Then Ken found the pack I'd found in the alley. He put it on and they went away. When the stable door closed behind them, I ground my teeth and yanked the damned knife out of me. I didn't bleed to death on the spot, so I knew it didn't get any big veins. I crawled over to Darlin'. She was pale, and she was hurtin', but she wanted me to check on Torque first. He was still alive, but I didn't think there was a whole lot that could be done to keep him that way. I told Darlin'. She signed we had to do something. Of course we did. But I didn't know the hell what. Raven busted in.
We caught them! We're safer! What the hell happened, Case?
By then they were all inside, recaptured prisoners included. I told it. While I was, one of our little spies came in from the temple to report that Exile had ordered an all-out search for Brigadier Wildbrand and persons unknown masquerading as his guards. Bowmance and Silent did what they could for us casualties. Then everybody that could hit the street again. It was starting to snow out there.
Some fun, eh?
I asked the Night Stalkers. They didn't see the humor. Frankly, neither did I. Chapter 66.
What the shit are we going to do?
Smeds growled at Fish when they stopped running to catch their breaths.
There ain't no safe places left,
Fish said.
I don't know. I used up all my ideas just getting you out.
They know our names, Fish. And that bunch knows our faces.
You're the one who wouldn't let me take them out. You end up paying for that. Don't whine at me.
There's been enough killing and hurting. All I want is out.
He tried to get his pack settled more comfortably.
I don't even give a damn about selling the spike anymore. I just want to wake up from the nightmare.
Snowflakes had begun to swirl around them. Fish grumbled about leaving tracks, then asked,
You know of anywhere to lay up even for a little while?
12 hours would do. 24 would be better. The limper would be here, and there wouldn't be any more ducking and slinking because the soldiers would be busy. The only thing Smeds could think of was a drainage system that had been built when he was a kid to carry water away from the neighborhood when it rained. Before the system, there'd always been little local floods when it stormed. Some of the ditching was covered over. They had played and hidden out in there. But he hadn't paid any attention in 10 years. Public Works, which did not serve the rich and powerful, had a way of dying of neglect. It was no place he wanted to spend any time. It would be cold and damp and infested with rats and, these days, probably human vermin. But he could think of nowhere else to get out of sight, even for an hour.
When I was a kid, we used to...
Don't tell me.